Okay, back to the dinim of Chanukah. Now, if somebody comes home very late at night and everybody's sleeping already, so in order to make a bracha, you have to wake up some of the people in the house that they should be up when you bench Chanukah. That thing we discussed. Next thing is, because once you have people in the house that they're presuming nieces for them, so then you have an obligation of doing it that way. If you live alone, that's your presuming nieces, so it doesn't matter. Now what happens if somebody's traveling during Chanukah and they're not going to be home during the time of lighting? So technically, like we learned, the mitzvah itself is net issue basic. One candle per household, even if the person's not home, they're still fulfilling their obligation. So some poskim even bring down that if you want to light candles where you are, you have to light it before they light it in the house for you. Because once they lit it for the house for you, and you're not really in your home, so you really fulfilled your obligation. But some people are lenient about that, but basically it would be better if you're traveling in a different city that you should light before they light for you in the house. But if somebody's wife is traveling during Chanukah and she's not going to have an opportunity to bench lich because she's going to Israel, so technically when the man lights in the house, she's fulfilling her obligation with the husband's lighting. And b'chlal, women don't bench their own lich anyway. But if they want, if it comes to their time earlier, then they technically, if they have an opportunity to do it, they can bench licht earlier. Now, if somebody is left-handed, you're supposed to light the menorah with your left hand, because that's your right hand, it's your stronger hand. So if you're left-handed, you should do it with your left hand. Also, okay, that's all right. The minig is also, you light candles in shul, with a bracha, because of persume nisa, to publicize a miracle. What?
Including your house, if you do it also, or if you do in shul, you don't.
If somebody lights the candles in shul, they have to go home and light anyway. The only difference is, if somebody lives alone, and they light in shul the first night, and they say a shachianu, the first night, when they go home, they don't have to remake the Shachianu, because they lit candles already. But the bracha they have to make, and nobody is yaitzer from the menorah they light in the shul.
You're the one who lights
it. I'm saying, even if you're the one that lights it, when you go home, you still, and even if you live alone, you still have to relight the menorah. Because the obligation is in your house. You're not yaitzer if you light anywhere but your house.
What is the name? In the Nairus, same way?
Same way.
The right way is the other side.
Well, in the mishul, you put it on the south side.
Home.
Yeah.
He's doing the right side.
You mean if it's in the window?
You have to put it from right. No. The
candles, you go left to right.
Yeah. No, the other place is the right from the west to
right. Right, left to right.
He's right hand, not the right
hand. No, it doesn't matter if he's left-handed or that doesn't matter. But which hand do you use to light with? Use your left hand. That's why I know there are a lot of people, and you can really call it amaratzis, that want to question, you know, when you have all these public menorah lightings in the street, you know, big menorahs in the street, and they question how can you make a brach on the menorah in the street when you're not yetzer. There's a lot of people that wrote a lot of responses of amaratzis, complete amaratzis, about not making a brach on the public Hanukkah menorahs. And if you, it's so stupid because the same people make a bracha in the shul when you light the menorah, even though nobody's yetzer. What are they saying? But how can you make a bracha in a public menorah and nobody's yetzer? So what are you making a bracha for? The answer is, well, how do you do it in the shul? In the shul, everybody lights between mincha and maariv with the bracha. And even though nobody's yetzer with the menorah that you light in the shul, even the guy that lit the menorah in the shul has to go home and relight the menorah. I said, that's what, you didn't know what I said. I said, if a guy lit in shul, and he lives alone, that's what I said, he lives alone, then he doesn't have to make shechiyonu again. But if he has a family, he has to make shechiyonu again.
You need a minyan
in a public place, you need a minyan. That, yeah. If you don't have 10 people in a public place, not in your house.
In
a shul, if you don't have a minyan, you don't make a bracha. That's true. Or if you want to light a public menorah somewhere. So you want to do it inside a bank. You know, you want to put up a minayit and light. If there's no 10 men, Jews, male Jews, you can't make a bracha.
No, if there's woman.
Huh?
If there is woman.
No, you need 10 men.
For
Suminisi, you need a minion.
No one is yotzer with this?
Huh?
None of the people on the public minerals are yotzer with this?
No. No, there's a din that if you see a menorah lit and you're not going to be lighting it, let's say you're in a situation, you're in jail, let's say you're in jail, you're not going to be able to light the menorah. Or a prisoner's not going to light the menorah for whatever reason it is. But he sees a menorah. So he doesn't say lahad lekner, but he says the bracha sha'as nisim, and the first night he makes shechianu too. If you just see a menorah. So if a guy is, let's say, going to see a public menorah, and for whatever reason is he's not going to go home and light candles, he's just not doing it. Technically, he would have to make a bracha sha'as nisim and shechianu the first night. Now, when you light even the public menorahs, you have to understand this. We're going to learn soon that you can't use electricity, you can't use an electric menorah to light your Hanukkah candles. Okay? So therefore, if you want to make a bracha on a public menorah, you need to make sure that it's kosher oil or candles. If you have a menorah in your car, let's say, right, the Hanukkah menorah in the car, and you light it every night with the battery of the car, you can't make a bracha on it. Why? Because you're not Yates. It has to be a kosher menorah. It has to be the right size. You can't make a menorah more than 20 amis high. That's why the tallest public menorah has to be 35 feet. You can't make a 50 foot public menorah because you can't make a bracha on such a high menorah.
In Manhattan they do it.
No, they don't.
It's not bigger?
It's exactly 35 and a half feet. What?
Why do you make a bracha in shul if it's so good?
Because the publication of the miracle, halacha says. The people of shul should be publicizing the miracle. Huh?
They repeat only one person.
Only one person lights in shul. He says all the brachas. And then he goes home and does it again. Yeah, but you answer Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmoy though. You're not yaitzer the brachas. He's doing it for the sake of publicizing the concept of Hanukkah and a shul. But it has to be a kosher menorah. You can't light a battery-powered menorah and make a brach on it. Or a too high menorah, to what?
Just by lighting it, aren't you publicizing the miracle? Is that what you said? Is that bracha and shul?
Yeah, but for publicizing a miracle, the Chacham say you make a bracha. That's the whole concept of Hanukkah lit. You're not yetzer as far as your personal obligation. Your personal obligation, you still have an obligation to go home and light the candle, that's for yourself. But this is for the shul. And for the shul demands a bracha, even though nobody in the shul is fulfilling their obligation with it.
Saying bracha in vain?
No. No, that's what halacha says. You have to make a bracha.
Is everybody supposed to shechianu or not? Except you see if you say shechianu, no?
That's only if you're not going to be lighting. If you're not going to be lighting, I said, if you're not going to go home and light, and for the rest of the night you're not going to be lighting, then if you see a menorah, you make a bracha, shas nisim, and the first night you also make shechianu.
If you go to 10 parties, same night, and these people, can you write everywhere, same person, make three brachos or two brachos?
Yep.
Yeah? For the same idea as the truth?
If there's 10 people.
I make shechianu 10 times.
For them, yeah. Fact is, there is a din over here. Somebody who was Yetzir Chanukah candles could light for somebody else, but they have to be there and they have to answer Amen. Yeah. But it can't be though in a way of electric. It has to be a proper menorah. Now, what do you Shabbos can? Yeah, but not Chanukah. Hanukkah you cannot make on a fluorescent bulb. Shabbos candles you could if you don't have any other lights. For women's in a hospital having a baby, let's speak the right way to be in a hospital. You're having a baby in the hospital and they don't let you use candles, so you're allowed to open the and not open, turn on the lights and make a bracha. Hanukkah candles you can't. What's the difference between Hanukkah and Shabbos? If So it's an interesting difference. Why Hanukkah candles you can't make a bracha and Shabbos candles you could. Number one, it's a very simple difference. The main purpose of Shabbos candles is to have light. So electric lights gives you light to see your food and to see that you shouldn't fall anywhere. So electric lights, bottom line, gives you light. So what's the difference than candles? But Hanukkah, the mitzvah is not to benefit from the candles. You need fire. Electricity is not fire. In other words, what do you mean electricity is not fire? Electricity halachically is fire. Well, it's hard to say, it's a big machlekes. But even if electricity is fire, but there's another problem. There's a din, hadlaka eis mitzvah. The lighting is what does the mitzvah. So just to explain it very simple. When you light the menorah, you have to have enough oil to burn a half an hour. Just to give measurements to make it easy. Let's say an ounce of oil will burn a half an hour. I mean, obviously it's going to burn much more, but let's say an ounce burns a half an hour. So when I light the menorah, it has to have a half an ounce of oil. If I light the menorah and there's only a half ounce of oil, and I make the bracha, and I light the half ounce of oil, and then I add more oil, I'm not yetzer the mitzvah, it was a bracha in vain, and I didn't do the mitzvah. What happens in reverse? What happens if I lit the oil properly, it was an ounce of oil, half an hour's worth, and then the fire went out, I did the mitzvah anyway. Why? Because when I lit it, it had enough oil to burn the proper amount of time. Electricity is never there at the moment. It keeps coming. So when I lit the Hanukkah electric lights, it never had the proper amount of electricity present at the time I lit it, because it keeps being drawn. So now the shaila is, what happens if I have a battery-powered menorah? And the battery is there. And all the power is there. So it's still no good for a different reason, because you still need fire, and this is not considered fire as far as Hanukkah goes. As far as Shabbos goes, it might be. As far as Hanukkah goes, it's not. So that's the electric.